This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi everyone, this is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from the 2018 Business Aviation Convention. I'm here with Dan Nail, Senior Vice President for Programs in Engineering and Testing at Gulfstream. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here with you.
So with the G500 recently certified and the first aircraft delivered, what's happening with the G600? When do you expect that to be certified and ready to go?
So we are on track to certify the aircraft before the end of the year. And essentially the program is going extremely well because the G600 is benefiting from all of the technology that we incorporated in the G500. So everything from the avionics, touchscreens, the active control side sticks, the engines, have all been proven on the 500, and the 600 is really benefiting from all that. So the certification program is going extremely well, and we're into the last legs of the two final tests, which one of those includes the function and reliability, and we expect to see good results out of that based on all we've seen from the G500.
Other than function and reliability, what else do you have that has to be done before it's ready to go?
So we've got a fair amount of documentation we got to wrap up, and all of that is based on the 500, so we got to put that all in place. We've also got to complete all of the training that we do with flight safety, but again, because the cockpit is a common type rating, so that won't be too difficult. But essentially, just going through the paperwork that we have to put in place for the FAA in order to complete the certification, but that's all tracking to wrap up in December.
With the aircraft itself, what's unique about it?
So what's unique about it is it incorporates a tremendous amount of technology. It has the Pratt & Whitney PW800 engines, which are super efficient and actually enable the aircraft to not only have great long speed, but also high-speed capability. We also have the Honeywell avionics suite on the aircraft, which enables the touch screens. We've got the active control side sticks incorporated into the aircraft. The aircraft also incorporates a data concentration network that we actually utilize through General Electric, and that enables for a lot of redundancy in all the systems on the aircraft to be able to utilize that data in order to basically put together the safest and most reliable aircraft.
How do you feel like it compares to competitors like Bombardier's Global 7500?
So I don't really want to talk about our competitors, but I will say that the work that we've done on this program through General Dynamics, the amount of investment we've put in our labs, as well as all of the testing we've done prior to testing the aircraft, has been unprecedented in many ways. The first is that we utilized our Advanced Technology Customer Advisory Team, which was built up of maintainers, pilots, as well as flight attendants, and they provided over 100 ideas of things we incorporated, everything from the cockpit to the aircraft to the interior, the tactile switches in the interior, as well as the lighting and all the environmental effects. We also have incorporated into the aircraft a lot of items associated with the ease of doing the integration of all the software. And so my point in all that is that both the 500 and 600 have also set a numerous number of speed records. So we've had complete interior, speed records prior to certification, tremendous involvement with our customers, have delivered our first G500, and it's going extremely well as far as the delivery. So what I see is that we've upped the bar in the industry regarding how we actually develop and certify aircraft. And to sort of further complement that, when we did our G500 certification, one of the comments that the FAA said was that Gulfstream is leading the industry regarding technology development and certification.
Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.